Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Clock Talk Grudge Talk Radio Show with your host, Big Sam, bringing you old and new school street races from the Midwest, mixing it up with how street racing was done back in the day and how it's done now. Midwest street racers, stand up, because it is time to turn your clocks off. Big Sam, take it away.
What's up, everybody? This is Big Sham. Welcome to the new Clocks Off radio show. The reason why I'm having this show is to bring the old school and the new school races together to get some type of understanding and some knowledge about this game that we love. I wanted to get everybody that was street racers, the little guy is what I guess they would call us, but I don't think we're the little guy. I think we are the guys. So I'm just trying to give us a voice and get some information, because I surely don't have it all, and I'm quite sure it's a lot of people on this line. We're going to start on the line, but, you know, that are listening in that, you know, got a lot of viewpoints that we want to hear, and I'm going to give you a chance to yes, sir, Junior, I hear you. Give you a chance to tell us what you know and what you think. I do have a co-host tonight. Every Thursday I will have a new co-host. So just be prepared for, you know, I'm going to be calling, you know, some of you brothers to be my co-host and give me your opinion. I do have a Detroit Connect, which is Brother Meatball. Hold on, let me get this together. Brother Meatball, you there?
Yeah, what's going on, champ?
What's going on, brother? How you feel?
Oh, man, just making it. How about yourself?
Oh, everything's peaceful, brother. Just trying to get this show cracking. I'm looking for my co-host. My co-host, I talked to you earlier. If you are, hit the one button so I know that you're here so I can introduce you. But the topic for tonight, what is a real street car? What is the definition? I have my own definition. I'm quite sure, Meatball, you have your own definition. But a street car to me, it was always the look more so than it actually being a street car. Street car, you know, they say now that you got to drive it around and you got to have a license plate sticker and so forth and so on, but I always thought that it was an apparent look. It needs to look like a street car. I don't think people, they did drive around. I can drive a car around, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to drive a car around. And why is that my subject for tonight? Because those are the people that I'm trying to target. I'm trying to target all of these guys with these street cars, and I done made up my own word, streetable. If that's what you'll call it. You agree, Brother Meatball?
Yeah, I agree to it. I talked to a couple of guys that's up here. And, well, you know the show. Can you hear me, Big Sham?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, you know, yeah, the show can, if the guys I talked to is listening, the show could, you know, get out of line, you know what I mean? Especially with the Chicago and Detroit grudge that they have against each other. And it's a lot of street cars in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of street cars in Detroit. And you know, some of these guys, I mean, I hate to say it turned the show all around, but, you know, some of the guys might want to be engaged and show these guys in Chicago how a street car really supposed to run. But with that thing,
so what really, what are you really trying to say, Meatball?
Man, I don't know. I think Michigan got the better streetcar, the faster streetcar. That's my opinion.
I don't know about that one. You know what? We gonna have to start like opening up some of these lines to find out what they really think a streetcar is. Number one, and I'm quite sure we got some people on here that's gonna beg to differ. But I really want to hear what their opinion is on what a streetcar is. So, Junior.
I don't mean to cut you. My opinion of a streetcar is, I mean, you got some people out here saying that if a car has a cage in it, it's not a streetcar. But, I mean, if it got full interior, it's not a streetcar with a cage in it. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't understand. I mean, that's a point of opinion. I had a wreck a few years ago, and I'm not never racing a car without a cage in it again. So I don't – a cage don't make you faster. It's just it's merely for safety. But, you know, that's
right.
Off your argument. You know, some people – I mean, that's just – if you're scared, you're scared. That, any excuse you make, it's going to be – they'll find something, a cage. If, you know, whatever the case may be, they're going to find some kind of excuse. So
right.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but, you know, a cage ain't never made nobody faster.
Right, it ain't never made nobody – or how y'all say it over there, air conditioning.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, that's what it is, you know. People, they use that, but, you know, if that's what they want to use, you know, that's just what they want to use.
That comes from a good guy over there. Always yelling air conditioning. So, yeah, I have to throw that in there.
Well, I mean, you know, if you look like him, then, I mean, he say he got air conditioning. He wants you to have air conditioning. That's just his own particular stipulation. You know, the game is full of steps now. I mean, it's always something, you know, if you know, It's all a trick, as far as I'm concerned. But that's up
right.
to the person. I really want to know, what the definition, the true definition, because there's so many, you know, it's from old school to new school. There's so many different definitions of a streetcar. So I'm really
right.
trying to find out.
Right.
So I'm gonna, Brother Junior, if you can hear me, can you open up this first line?
Yeah, 313-0684. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Hey, Junior, you say 313 or 312?
Oh, I apologize for that. I ain't got my glasses on. Let me put my glasses on now.
What's going on, Big Sham? June,
Brother Larry.
Y'all, Meatball, how y'all feeling, man? It's Big Larry, man.
What's going on, bro?
Man, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, Jay, man, y'all know I'm going to come in and pay my dues, man. Come on now.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah, when you said streetcar, Sam, back during my time in aero racing, a streetcar was an all-purpose car. I used to could drive my car to the track. I used to drive it anywhere I wanted to go. I never tried to go out of town as far as, you know, like to drive from Chicago to Detroit or of that nature, but I used to drive my car to the track from Chicago to U.S. 30 drag strip, so I thought that a streetcar was a car that was an all-purpose car, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
That's what I thought it was.
It is an all-purpose car, but, I mean, as far as racing is concerned, it was more so, I mean, full interior, the look of the car, all steel, you know, stock suspension. I mean, it looked like a daily driver, but it may not have been a daily driver. You can drive it. You can drive it. That don't mean you drive it every day, but now it's something totally different.
Right. Well, I didn't drive mine every day, but I drove it everywhere. Except for when I went out of town, and it had the gas tank on it. It had full interior. It had a 4-speed. It had a 427 L88 in it. That was the way that I got it. And I just did my modifications from that point in time on, but I could drive it anywhere, and I could take the car to the track. Back during that time, I could run 11:21 with mine, riding it on the street every day.
Back then, I was running
11:0
on a motherfucking bicycle.
Well, see, we used to run 11:0 on a bicycle. You know who that is.
Wait a minute, somebody is in on the line. I'm trying to figure out who that is. You don't just come in this show and don't say hello, how y'all doing, or nothing.
You know me, man. I can't help it. I'm a little rude, but I'm trying to better. Please, everybody. Hey, okay, hold on. Let me do this shit right. Hey, yeah. Sam, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, brother.
Hey,
how
Sam,
you feel? This is the infamous.
Man, I'm feeling with my goddamn hands. What's going on, man?
The infamous Bruce Leroy. How you doing, brother?
Goddamn. Man, I'm doing just fine, man. I'm trying to get it together. You know, so like
that's
damn,
your favorite line.
So
if anybody know you, that's your favorite line.
Oh, wait, and I be on so much bullshit with a $2 shot.
You sure do,
man. We gonna get it together though. Shit, hell yeah. At least I know it. Shit.
Oh,
you know,
my
but,
goodness.
I'm coming in on the show to support you and everything you're doing with it. So, Who hosting the show with you?
Actually, I got a different co-host every night. Tonight is the infamous. I see his line. He just popped up. I'm gonna turn him on. Let me introduce y'all to him. Somebody that you probably wouldn't have thought would have been, but every week I'm trying to do a different co-host to you know, give you guys some information and man, some history. This guy, you know, he's been racing for a long time, and
Shit, give me the man goddamn name, man.
Cat Eric.
Shit.
Yes, sir.
Cat Williams.
Cat
my buddy
Eric,
Eric,
man. Let me look.
Well,
I just lost his line. Wait
yeah,
a minute. Hold on. I'm trying to find him.
Yeah,
give me 1 second.
That damn long-ass introduction, Shell.
Yeah, I lost his line. Hold on. Brother Junior, if you can look for 1533.
Junior on the line?
Yeah,
I got you. What's going on, Leroy? What's happening?
Hey, what up, big homie? How you doing?
Oh, I see.
Man, it's slow, baby.
708, 1533, you are on the air.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
Yo, what up,
hey. What's going on?
I can't call it, man. Just riding, listening.
Man, it's all to the good. Hey, how you been doing, man?
I've been okay, man. I've been all right.
Man, it's all good. You getting ready to kick a motherfucker piece out of their mouth, man.
Man, I got a few things coming together, man. I don't really like to talk till they get out there. You know how people is. Man, you ain't got it out there. Don't talk about it.
Yeah, man, I see. I've been trying to keep my motherfucking mouth closed. I've been doing a damn good job, but I slip up and goddamn it, bust a motherfucking man. I'm trying. I slip up and go off here and down there, you know. But then they gotta remind me, hey man, you ain't got shit running. I'm like, all right, then I'll holler.
But you know the outcome. You know the outcome once again, man. That's why you can't wait.
Oh, you know it, man. You know, so we gonna get this shit together, man. You know. And they say all good dogs go to heaven, goddamn. So we're going to work it out.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Hey, it's good talking to you, man. Shit. Hey, Sam, I got a bust a funky move real quick, man, but I'm going to be checking back in a hot second. I just got to take care of something. So,
all
hey,
right, bro.
Everybody out there, y'all hold it down, man, and I'll holler at y'all in a minute.
All right, Lee. All right. Thanks. All right, my topic
for
tonight, Eric, is what is a real street cop? You've been racing for a long time. What's really your definition of a real street cop?
Well, pretty much stock suspension, everything, the stock location, you know, full exhaust, like to the rear end. You know, not all the new tricks they got out now.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about
no.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
What about this plate sticker and all this foolishness. Insurance, I done heard all that.
Man, we ain't never had to do all that, man. We used to stick a plate, any plate we could find on there. You know what I'm saying? Anybody with a big camera ain't going to pass emissions, no way.
Right. I mean, them cars that are like, I'm just using as an example, when you was racing years ago and you raced Fat Kevin, those three cars.
Exactly. I used to drive my car all around everywhere, then put that nitrous bottle in there and show up to the races.
Yeah. And while we talking about that, I got Brother Meatball online, and he comes to think that the people in Detroit, they think that they got the fastest street cars. I told him I would have somebody on the line to beg to differ.
Yeah, I definitely beg to differ. A whole lot of cars ain't really been out in a few years. That's coming out in 2014. So he will get a chance to get a little taste of the old school.
Brother Meatball, you can chime in whenever you want to.
Yeah, I mean, I think Detroit waiting on Chicago.
Detroit is waiting on Chicago.
You say what?
I think Detroit may be waiting on Chicago, you know.
Y'all waiting on us?
On the streetcars? On the streetcars? Yeah, I think Detroit. I think we got Chicago covered, man.
Yeah, I'm breaking up. I can't really hear.
He say that Detroit is waiting on Chicago.
Impossible. We got 4, 5, 6, 7 streetcars right now. We race all the way up until the snow get on the ground.
Oh, well.
What kind of
hello?
Race do they have? Are they street? They have split rails. I mean, what do y'all do?
We got them all from slicks to drag radios to foreign cars. We got them all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, GTIs, Malibus, Cutlass, Trans Am, Camaros, Mustangs. I mean, shit. You pick some.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, I'm not trying to get in the middle of this, but I want to open up some of these lines. 773-4309. You are on the air.
What's going on, fellas? Big Will.
What's up, Big Will?
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, Meatball, Eric?
What's happening?
What's going on with you, bro?
I say, I appreciate you calling in.
No problem, partner. You know I got you. Hey,
yeah, what you got to tell us tonight?
I'm going with Larry with that streetcar thing because Larry stated that he driving everywhere himself out of town, although he was driving out of town. Larry from Chicago, he was driving to Indiana to go to the track, so he was even driving out of town. I think a streetcar has to be able to drive around. You know, of course, you don't have to drive it every day. Your plates and sticker insurance, all that is up to you, but you still have to drive it.
I can pull up somewhere and take it off the trailer and drive it down the street.
No, I ain't talking
about
that.
That's not considered a street car.
I can drive my race car down the street, you know, being honest.
Uh-huh.
We're back in.
I live on Princeton. I drove it to Houston before, so,
Well, we had cars. We didn't even have car trailers. All was going to the track, and we was racing. It was with our street cars, our race cars, or whatever you wanted to call it. And we was driving it around the city, anywhere, everywhere.
From the south side to the west side.
That's
right.
Back and forth.
That's a streetcar, though. That's a streetcar. I agree with you, but just driving it, you know, when you take it off the trailer, you know, that ain't going to get it. You know, everybody know, like you're saying, though, but it's a – and like you, I agree with you, Sham, on that cage, you want to be safe.
I just can't do it. I did it for years, but I can't do it anymore. Ever since when I had that wreck, I just – it was over for me without a cage.
Yeah. But then your street car looks bad, definitely.
Yeah. Let me keep going down these lines. I want to open up some of these hands. I'm not gonna mute you, Will. Just mute your phone.
I'm on mute.
All right. 708 0093.
Yo.
What's up? Who we talking to?
It's Voss.
Voss, what's up, brother?
What's going on, big homie?
Man, slow motion, baby boy. Appreciate you calling in.
Man, you know, I have to sit back, eat a piece of that cake, and call in.
Oh, man, I'm glad you enjoyed it, brother. What you got for us today?
Oh, man, nothing, man. That photo booth we got, that's a real street car, man.
Okay.
That's a real street car.
Okay.
And I feel bad about
that cage. What
make
it a street car? What make it a street car?
We got the full exhaust to the rear end. We can drive it on the street. We got power windows, all the windows and stuff work in the car, the radio work. Ain't nothing took out the car. See, if people say they got a street car when their car be gutted, that's not a street car, man. That ain't no street car.
Okay, well, I done made another name. So we got a street car class, and we got a streetable car class. But, I mean, I'm just trying to see, you know, how much difference it is.
I mean, it's really the street car. Street car is a street car to me, man. I don't really see no two classes with no street car. All of us should just be the same, a street car.
Okay.
To me.
Yeah, I go with that.
You should be able to drive it, and like you said, the safety with the cage. That photo ain't coming back out without no cage. Because you'd really be running at a certain number. You know what I'm saying? And anything could happen, like in your case, a slick blow or anything. You know what I'm saying? And then where you going? You going to the wall, you might go into somebody's car, you might flip. Ain't no cage in there. Then you already know what's going to happen. The car's going to crumble up. Safety first, man. People don't understand.
Oh, absolutely.
Man.
No question.
People don't understand safety first, man.
Oh, well, that's what's up, bro. I'm just mute your phone. I'm not going to, you know, mute you. I'm going to open up some of these lines. I want to keep going down the line just to try to see what everybody got to say. 734-2062.
Hey, what I got to do?
Hello?
Hello. Meatball.
What's
going
on?
It's Ali.
Hello?
What's up, though?
Who?
It's Ali.
Hey, man, what's going on,
hello?
Ali?
What's up?
Hello?
My nigga, you Brandon got the real street car.
Who do?
Brandon.
Who is Brandon?
Can Brandon get on the phone and talk up, man? I can barely hear you, man.
Hello?
Brandon with the color?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell him we're looking for him. I'm looking for him.
Cut it out. Who's looking for him? You can meet us anywhere.
Who's looking for him?
I'm looking for him.
Big Shim?
Y'all want to race?
Big Shim?
Yeah, I won't be ready till next year, but I'm looking for him.
No, we ready right now. The car ready right now.
I'm quite sure we may be able to accommodate. You know, I've been talking
about.
Hey,
what about Vaughn?
Yeah. What about Vaughn? What about Vaughn?
My car ready.
Is
Vaughn car ready?
How much money y'all got?
My car ready.
You got some money? You got some money?
Hold on,
let me, somebody just called me, they trying to get in, the infamous.
Yeah, go to the next line if y'all want to race. Call this number back when y'all want to race. Go on to the next line.
You don't want to race.
1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL, are you on the line?
1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL, no, don't call scams. Yeah. You know who the fuck gonna keep it real for. Y'all better stop lying.
Man.
Stop lying.
I'll be one of y'all come.
Get this weak motherfucker off the phone.
Hey, man. If y'all want to race, let me know.
Y'all
want to race
with him? Ho, man. Whoever that is, sound like a little ass.
He got a street car. He got a TV radio in there.
Look at this man.
That's a street car. TV radio. Ain't nothing good out.
That man want to argue, man. Would you give this motherfucking mic?
What
man?
You mean? That's
you
a street car. It's TV,
you
radio,
ain't
everything
what you
in there.
About? Ain't nobody even heard nothing what you talking about, sir. Whoever you is,
that's
ain't nobody even
car.
Heard what you said. Ain't nobody even heard what you said.
Mr. Ali.
That's a street
Ken.
Car.
You ask the question.
That's a street
hey,
car. A real
hey,
street
Sam.
Car.
Hey, Sam.
Mr. skin. Hold on.
Hey, Sam, would you straighten your show out?
Just hold on, Skin. Mr. Ali, we going to come back to you, okay? The topic of this show is, what is a street car? What make Brandon Carr a street car? Can you tell us that?
They'll make it because I watch him driving on the streets from Plymouth and Southfield.
That's your definition?
It ain't gutted out. Tell him to pull out. Ain't got no bars in there. And no bars, no nothing.
Hey, man. Y'all got to start putting people on the phone that's smarter than a fifth grader, man.
I'm telling you, that nigga's car gutted, and they come out, it's a street car.
Hey, Skins. Do you want to race or what? I'm going to change the topic. How about that?
I want to talk on the phone about the question that the people asking, man. Damn, fool. You study talking about racism, and you got to show
hey,
Skins, you
a street car is where he got. Ain't no bar, ain't no money bars in there. It ain't gutted out.
Man.
That's a street car, right? I just been listening to the show the whole time.
Man, okay, let me go to the next caller. Brother Ali, hold your phone, brother Ali. Put your phone on mute unless you want me to mute you.
I'm going to finish listening to the show.
All right. Put your phone on mute, brother Ali. Let's go to the next caller. 313-7450. You're on the line. Who we talking to?
I ain't understanding this. I ain't asking the goddamn question yet. You
started
bringing people in.
Hello? Hold on, Brother Skin. 313-7450.
How you doing there, Big Sam?
I'm doing good. Who we talking to?
This is Ride or Die Pine.
Ride or Die Pine. What's up, Pine?
Man, I can't call it, man. I'm trying to make it.
Man, I'm glad you called in to the show, brother.
You guess so. You know I'm going to call and support anything got to do with these streets.
Oh, that's for sure. So, I mean, you know what the subject is. Can you give us a little, you know, your version of it?
Hey, Pat. Hey, Sam.
Yes, sir.
Sam. Why you ain't asked my version of it yet?
Don't nobody want to talk to you, you little short motherfucker.
Well, mute my mic then, man. I've got to talk to you soft ass people, man. Mute my mic then.
You listen,
because you ain't asked me the question yet. I'm not understanding.
It's
you
scary.
Got a stupid ass motherfucker
because,
that ain't smart enough to talk.
Because
okay, wait a minute. Brother Pine.
Hey, Pine. Ain't nobody talking about you, Pine.
Go ahead.
I'm not talking about you, man. I'm talking about whoever the fuck that was, Brother Ali or whatever, whoever the hell.
Hey, Skin. Hey, Shorty.
What?
Shorty.
Man, what?
Now I'm going to ask you a question, Shorty.
Somebody need to mute their phone because I can hear them in the background.
Hey, somebody echo.
Somebody talking in the background.
That ain't my phone.
That's them
dumb motherfuckers, Sam. That ain't my phone.
He said he's looking for you.
It's not me. It's not you.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking for him.
Junior, can you find that for me and mute it?
Hey, Sam, I don't even know why you brung all of me in. You, every time you brung a person in, you ask the question, and they answered your question. You ain't let me answer.
Hey, Sam.
Ali came in here jumping in trying to, he called himself trying to jug at somebody with Brandon Carr.
He ain't even talking about nothing. You gotta decipher who's smarter than the fifth grade and who ain't.
Okay, well can you give us your version, Brother Skin? What's your version, Brother Skin?
Smarter than the fifth grader. I'm trying to tell it. Leroy is smarter than the fifth grader. Ed smarter than the fifth grader. Ed, all of them on Ed this shit damn near dead on point. And, you know, everybody got their own version. But Vaz, that's my buddy. I know he listening. Vaz, that's not a street car, that car that you got. A street car got a flat hood on it, man. A street car, just like what Larry said, you could drive it anywhere. And like Ed said, exhaust to the back. It don't supposed to have a cage, but since y'all want some safety, put you a cage in it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Everything's
right.
Supposed to be working on the car, man. Let me, can I finish, man? God damn. What type of show is this, man? I was saying, everything's supposed to be working on the car, man. We don't give a fuck what kind of motor you got. But if you got a car with a cow hood on it, you can put a snorkel on the motherfucker and put two carburetors on it. That ain't no fucking street car, man. That is not a street car. You put a big ass intake on with two big ass carburetors hanging out of it. You might as well take the hood off then. That's not a street car, man. A street car supposed to have a flat hood on it. Just like Ag say, it would exhaust to the back, driving in the rain.
No,
you
wrong there, Skin.
Who said that?
You
hold
know
on,
why?
You wrong? Because
I said that.
A hood don't make no car. It's people riding around with a one-channel carburetor on their car with the a snorkel hood on there. So what makes that car not a free car? Everything works on that car. So what ain't working on that? If the windshield wipers work, the heat work, the windows work, the radio work, they got exhaust on it.
Everything didn't work. Hey, Vaz, is this you, Vaz?
This is me right here.
I never said that everything didn't work on your car. I said a street car don't have no cow hood on it, man. That's all I said. That's all I said, sir.
That's the next version of treatable
car. Got a flat hood on it, man. It got the hood that comes from the factory on it, man. That's a street car. Whatever you can sell.
That's
on
a factory car. That's a factory car. It's with a flat hood from the factory.
Car.
That's a factory car.
That's a street car, man. That's a street car.
So he's telling me that cars don't come from the factory with different type of hoods on them?
Yeah, if it came from the factory like that, you straight. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, that's your opinion, Skin.
That's
all that is. Everybody got, for actual street car, I say the definition is evolving into a streetable car opposed to a street car. They'll say a street car is something that you got to have license insurance. You got to be driving around. I've heard that, but that don't necessarily mean it's.
Man, you can put license insurance on a race car.
You can,
yeah.
But I'm just giving you an example.
That don't mean a street car because of no license and insurance, man. That don't mean it's a street car because of license and insurance. You can put license and insurance on anything the fuck you want. How they know what it is? They don't know it's a race car.
Okay, let me open up a line. 773.
I'm still here.
You said Pine.
Yeah.
Is that Pine?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, go ahead, Pine. I'm sorry.
A street car supposed to have street tires on it, sir. A street car don't supposed to have slicks on it. That's why I got street tires.
Okay.
Goddamn car.
Hey, Shane, now I'm gonna say this to Skin. Okay, Skin, your little S10, you got a tire on it. You don't have no street tire on it. So how you do have a flat hood, but how are you saying you have a street car and you just said
you
got a street car don't supposed to have flicks on it?
There ain't no street car, motherfucker. Nah, how you
you saying your truck ain't no street car?
There ain't no street car.
But you always running around here talking about
you
always run around here talking about flat hood, air conditioning.
What the fuck do that mean? What the fuck do that mean, boy?
Mute that motherfucking mic.
Both of y'all, you know who that is. That's Pine. Both of y'all got y'all own opinions.
Let me get some more opinions. My opinion is of a street car is just like they say. It don't matter nothing about no flat hood, no cow hood. Now, you can put a cow hood as long as you don't come up with no big 6-inch cow hood. Now, you can put a little 2-3-inch cow hood. Full interior.
What's
full
the difference
interior,
between a 3-inch hood and a 6-inch hood, Pine?
There you go, Shane. I like that.
Because a 6-inch hood makes you look like you got a race car.
Yeah, but it don't matter. That's just the way it looks.
Now, you're right. Now, you're right about that.
You can have a 6-inch hood on the car, and the car could be crawling.
Yeah, you're
there
right.
There you go.
Now, Skins. Now, if I pull up with a full interior car, and I got two race seats in the front, but I got the factory back seat in the car, is you going to consider that a race car?
if you pull up with two race buckets and you got the factory seat, you got the factory back seat, and you got what else? What you say about the hood and all that?
And I got a little 3-inch cow. And no, I ain't saying nothing about the hood. I'm just saying if I got two race seats, every windows work, turn signals work, everything work, and I got dumps. Okay, they don't go all the way to the axle, but I got two race seats and the factory back seat. Is you considering that a full interior car?
I have to see the car, sir.
Now, Big Shane, what about you? Do you consider that a race car?
I mean, it could be. I guess it just depends on, if you're driving a car around, if you drove it, if you're pulling it like Big Will said and Brother Larry, I mean, it's up for opinion. It just depends. Let me go to this next line. 773-7143.
Dave with the white colors.
What's going on, brother?
What's up, Dave?
I am the original person. What a stupid.
You're the original person?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, tell them what a street car is, baby.
It's my old car. That's what I'm trying to do right.
Your phone breaking up, Dave.
At a 39-50-pound Brome, full interior, shifting from the column.
There you go.
So Dave,
windows working
and
everything. 9-inch slick on there.
So, Dave, what you're saying is just because you got a column shifter instead of a flow shifter, you saying you got a street car just because your shifter is on the column?
I could drive a shift from here to West Hill back in the day.
But no,
it's
no, no.
Just
answer the question what I just said. Because we got a Cutlass, full interior, windows work, with a 10-inch slick on it.
I had a 9-inch
slick. So you have
with
a slick on the car and it still be a street
with
car.
With a flow shifter.
MNH on there. So it was a street slick. So what's the difference?
Ain't no difference.
Right.
Ain't no difference, right? So you telling me just because you got a BMW.
Who am I speaking to, first of all?
Radio,
Who am I speaking with? Just ride that time. Okay.
Okay, so I'm just saying. Now, they talking about a street car got a street tire on it. Okay, now, is it a difference because you got a drag radio or M&H or a slick? They all hook up.
Okay, I'm going to go one better. Can you pull up to the gas station and get 94, or do you have to go get some 108 or something like that?
I mean, does it matter what kind of gas you got to get?
Yeah, it do if you got a street car. Because your street car really is like a 10-to-1 motor, 8-to-1 or whatever.
That's,
I had an 8-to-1 motor, and I was spraying the shit out of it.
But how would we know that? That's what I'm saying. It don't matter what kind of gas you got in your car. It don't like.
I mean,
for example, these new
Camaros and Vets are street cars.
But I understand that.
There you go.
But we talking.
You're
right about that. But
I mean, you want to talk about? I mean, you. I'm listening to all this mess y'all talking about. But the topic is y'all talking about drawing on each other, racing each other. The topic is about what's a street car. That's all I'm hearing.
I like that shit on the radio.
I'm thinking out of my time to sit here and get on this radio and talk to y'all guys about a topic. I don't want to hear no shit about who drawing on who, because you ain't going to bust a grape in fucking December.
There you go. I like that, Dave.
Hey, Steve.
I'm the only one
in
December, Dave.
Stan, a lot of these motherfuckers on the phone don't know me.
Yeah, they don't know you.
They don't know me.
Well, who are you? We're trying to figure out who are you. What? Who are you?
You know, Shannon, I'm the reason you got to figure out. Shannon.
I know
Shannon,
who you are,
I'm
but I say everybody on the radio, we don't know who you are. How long you been racing? What kind of car did you have?
I had a white Cutlass. I've been racing about 20 years. I watched Skin grow up. Skin actually raced my car now.
So
if people don't want to, if people don't know me.
So you would consider yourself old school?
I'm real old school.
Yeah, you are old as hell. You are. You really are.
Hey, he old school.
But I tell you what.
Just like what Ed said. We ain't used to be on no trailer. We ain't go to no tractor shit, man.
We Stim, no, Stim was in high school. Right, Stim was in high school back there. He used to come out and watch us race on South Chicago, Jody Road, all that back then. And he Stim had a steel blue four-door Malibu that was a street car.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, now, now back to the tire situation. So if you, they're saying if you pull up with a slick, what would people say even though you got a full interior car?
Oh, they say it's a race car because you got a slick on it.
Yeah, they will say it's a race car, but you can see that's the difference, Pat. Like you might see me, I know Sham because Sham from the hood. See, we don't know you from a can of paint. You all the way from Detroit. So if you come with a slick, we might say you got a race car because we don't know shit about you. But we see each other wake up and eat breakfast and shit and go to the goddamn clubs and go to school and shit. So we know that, look, Allen and them knew I had a street car. I could put a slick on it. They ain't give a fuck. Had a stock rear end in the motherfucker with a 7.5. They said, we don't give a fuck. Put a slick on it. And I put one on it. Don't even do no burnout and race them. So it's a difference, man. So stop talking about what Ian got versus all this shit. You see, and you said this. I can do what the fuck I want to do. These people around here know me. You is a different category. I got to play you accordingly. I do you a different way. You ain't got to race me, man. I don't need you to race me, pal. You ain't nothing. I took a car. You took a car with some 22s on it and ran me with Steve brand new 2010 Camaro. You searched the shit out of it. You thought you was robbing and got your ass knocked the fuck out. So all that other shit you talking about ain't nothing, man.
Okay, let me go to the next caller. 313-3756. Who we talking to?
It's Rider. Brandon. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Brandon?
First of all, I just wanted to say how y'all doing. And second of all, I wanted to say fuck Skins.
Oh, my
God. Wow.
Really?
Hey, Skins,
everybody is on Skins bumper tonight. Hey, Brandon, can you answer the question? Hold on, Skin. Can you answer the question, Brandon?
What's the question about what you consider a full street car, right?
What is a real street car? What's your definition?
I feel like I got a real street car.
Why?
I got an 84 Cutlass, full interior, power windows on the motor. It can go anywhere on the street. It can go on the freeway. And I will come to you. I feel like that's a real street car.
Hey, Sally, your first question should be how long they been racing, man. The man been racing 2 years, man. He don't know what no fucking street car is, man. He don't know nothing. He know what they told me.
Skins, I told you the beginning of the year, Skins. With that pickup truck, you got everything in drag racing.
Sam,
that's the only man.
We not racing right now. Hey, Shane. This is why I'm trying to keep it real. I know you ain't going to like me. I don't give a damn, man.
Now, Skins, that's my little brother. Now, Brandon's my brother.
How you doing, me, boy?
Hold on. This
motherfucker don't like the truth, man.
Hey, Shane.
Junior. Hold on, Pat. Junior.
Okay.
Yeah. Junior, can you open up 612-5859?
Man, that's Todd's thinking ass.
Skins, man, you talk too much. Be quiet.
What was that number again?
612-5859.
That's Minnesota Todd.
Yeah.
Oh, I want some of Todd. I've been looking for Todd. Put him on.
Okay, but hold
man,
on.
No,
I'm gonna give you.
I'm gonna give y'all a chance
to do that. I wanna open up some of these lines and just get a definition for some of these people. Y'all can argue later.
Okay.
Go ahead, Shane.
Go ahead. Did you open it?
Hey,
tell him
to hit that one button, man.
Hit the one button.
Todd.
Let me do this. The next caller is 708. 4697. You on the air? Who
hey,
we talk to?
What's up, everybody? What's up, Big Sham?
What's up? Who we talk to?
It's Mighty Mouse.
Mighty Mouse, what's up, brother?
Hey.
All these old school guys coming out, they represent.
I like that. They remember what a street guy is too.
That's right. I mean, all these. Well, I consider myself a new guy. Anybody that's 95 till on, you know, up until now, you knew Sue. Anybody that was 94 on down.
612.
Yell out, man.
612-5859. Your mic is open.
What's going on, everybody?
What's up, brother? How you feel?
What's going on? I heard Brandon on here talking slick.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Todd. We're talking about racing, man.
Hold on, Todd. Give me a minute. Mighty Mouse, you still there?
Yeah.
Can you answer that question for us? In your opinion?
Well, my opinion, when I came up, basically, if you wasn't trailering your car around, you had a street car. If you was driving it to all the race spots, driving it home, it was a street car.
Right.
Okay.
And you know what? And say this, Mighty Mouth, the cars was way slower back then than they
true.
Are now. Technology
true.
Done took
that
over.
Is true.
So if you ride up like that now, you can fuck around running eight. You don't get your ass knocked the fuck out.
Hey, Skins, be quiet, man. Let the man talk.
Man, I'm putting the icing on the cake. Fuck is you talking about, boy? You boys just dumb.
Hey, Mighty Mouse, I appreciate you calling, bro.
Mighty Mouse, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You old school racer, correct?
I wouldn't say completely old school, but I came up with a couple of them guys.
Okay, I'm going to take you back. Let me ask you this, Skin. I'm also asking you this. You remember the Black Sea that Nuck had? Did you consider that a street car or a race car?
Now, you know what?
It was a street car.
But the motherfucker can ride.
Hold on. Eric, hold on now. That's why I'm asking the question. Did you consider that a street car or a race car?
That was a street car. Eric,
I'm going to ask you a question. Did that car have a cow hood?
Yeah, it had a cow hood. And speaking on that cow hood, to a certain extent, it's still a street car. I see a big old 6-inch, 7-inch snorkel. Yeah, that's a different story. But like a 2-inch, 3-inch hood, it don't mean nothing. You got fuel injections car just flying with a flat hood. So me personally, I don't give a damn about no hood.
No, you're right, Eric, but back in the day when Knucklehead had that car, it wasn't no fuel injection car.
Yeah, somebody pressed the button on Skins.
That's why I said that technology has took over now, Eric. All I was saying was ain't nothing you said was wrong, E. I'm just saying all these numbers getting on the mic that's dumber than a fifth grader don't even need to be talking. All I'm saying is back in the day, we talking about back in the day what was a street car, and really it should be a street car now. Because motherfuckers is flying with a flat hood. Hell yeah, they flying with a flat hood. So what the fuck you gonna let somebody have a cow hood or a snorkel
well,
for?
Hey, Skin.
And they fly with flat hoods.
Skin. That's the whole purpose of really having the show is to give a little knowledge to some of these younger brothers that they got their own definition. But if they don't listen or learn from the old school guys, then I mean that we set the example.
I get
that's the whole reason
that
they might be thinking one way, but that's not how it is. It's evolving, like you said. It's evolving. They got some flat. They got some flat hood cars. That's flying.
Yeah.
312-7544. Hello.
Hello. Baby.
Yeah. How you doing, brother?
Hey, GQ.
GQ Racing right here. What's up, Dan? What's up?
What's up, GQ?
What's going on, Sam?
What's up, GQ?
Man,
what's up, Al? How you feel, baby?
What's going on with y'all?
Man, did you hear the topic for tonight?
Yeah, I heard the topic. The best answer to that was what Todd said.
Thanks.
Because, you know, you could sit here and talk about street cars. Hey, man, if you racing your car, it's a race car. Because if it wasn't a race car, you wouldn't be trying to race it. So turn everything on and get to the line. Get up there. All this fun and stunt, y'all need to quit it. Stop.
Can I ask you a question, GQ?
Go ahead.
GQ?
Go ahead.
That's what we're trying to tell skin.
That ain't the topic, man.
Hold on, man. Hey, GQ.
Go ahead.
Hey, GQ, you know that red and black truck you be driving every day?
Yeah.
If you pull up and try to race somebody, that's a race truck?
Yes, it is.
You a lying motherfucker.
No, I'm not. You know why? Because I believe
that
you can win.
Truck, man.
That's because
not a
I believe you can win. But look,
Skin,
hold on. I wouldn't have got it in a Hemi if I didn't want it to be quick. So I would have just got the regular.
No disrespect, GQ. I understand what you're saying. I just asked you, was it a race truck? That's all I asked.
Right. No, you saying it. No, it's not a race truck. That's why you would never see it on the line.
But you will put it on the line if you think you can beat me. If I pull up with a V6 Dodge truck and I take it out, you will race. So you lie.
That's when it'll become a race truck. Hey man, this is apples and oranges. This is apples and oranges, man.
It's all for everybody got an opinion, but I mean, I'm trying to come to some type of consensus, which is probably going to be impossible, but everybody is getting a gist of what it is. Let me open up another line. 773. I'm not muting nobody, but you got to know, you know, keep it neat. 773-9637. Hello.
What's up,
fellas? Who are we talking to?
You know what it is, dumbass.
Dumbass. What's going on, Ruff?
What's going on?
What you got for
us?
Is
that today? Sherman?
It is.
Yeah, that's
the F.O.S.
Sherman.
That's my brother.
Is it Sherman?
Yes, it is. Sherman.
Now, he got
it's Dave,
time.
Man.
Hey, Todd. We're going to settle that on another show.
Say what?
I don't know why Ty keep on trying to goddamn it talk that race talk, man. Nobody talking about race.
Because I can.
We ain't talking about the race.
Oh, wow.
And I lock
man,
them up
nobody,
for,
nobody,
for
Todd,
when the season starts.
Hey, Ty, keep your ass in Minnesota and be quiet. Ain't nobody talking
okay,
about race.
Okay, hush, Ty. Don't nobody want to hear that, man.
I lock them up when the season
starts.
Why
you can't respect the mic, though, Ty? Why you can't respect the show?
I can't respect it.
Hey, man, I don't even know why y'all got Todd on the phone, man. Todd been running from
nobody
everybody
hey,
years,
hey,
man.
Todd,
ain't nobody trying
hey,
to get you to do it.
Yeah, all right, what, hey, Ruff, what's your answer to the question?
Huh?
What's your answer to the question?
My answer is, to me, it doesn't matter. If you got three carburetors on there, if you can drive to the track, license plate and sticker, and you can get to the track and get down and drive back home, you got a street car. That's what you get.
So you're saying you got to be able to drive
that.
It to the track?
That. If you can drive anywhere you want to go and you can get to the line, you got to speak out.
I agree. Well, I'm going to say this, then. I ain't hardly nobody on the phone driving to the track but me at RBL and probably a one or two more people.
Hold on, man. Hold on, Skins. Hold on, Skins. I'm the drug to the track. I'm the drug to the track.
Right out of my mouth. Only person that got a real street car is RBL. You drive that car every day, all day,
hey,
and to the track.
We're not talking about nobody from Detroit because we don't know what y'all doing. We're not talking about y'all.
Right, right. Y'all not even a factor right now.
Y'all not even a factor.
Chicago ain't never been no factor.
We understand
that. Detroit ain't even on the map.
That
hasn't got an area code.
Hey, Brandon, hold on. We a factor to us, though. You know what I'm saying? We just talking
Skins.
Amongst us. We trying to see what the fuck going on.
What's
everybody's definition of a street cop? What's wrong with that?
Hey, Brandon, hold on, Brandon. Hey, Shane.
Yeah.
Now, would you consider, now, you know, a lot of people running around here saying they got a street car and don't have no gas tank in it. They got a fuel cell. Now, do you consider that a street car or a race car because it got a fuel cell in the trunk?
That's a race
car.
That's a race
car.
Hold
on, y'all.
Oh, okay. You won't let nobody
out. Who?
You
asking me? That's a real car with a fuel cell.
I'm asking Shane.
You're asking Sham. You're asking me.
Yeah.
It's not. No, that's a race car.
Shab,
why do a fuel cell make a difference of a race car
hey,
or a street car?
Well,
hey, Shab.
It could be either one. It depends on, like Skin said.
You put gas in both
If you
of
see the car. then you can determine whether or not it's a street car. I think, really, everybody looking, and you see how fast the car go in your mind, you know whether or not it's a street car or, I mean,
but
it don't even matter if it's a street car or not.
But you
it just
depends
on how fast you go.
Street car or race car.
But
a gas tank.
Yeah, you're right about that, but you got people, when you pull up on the, to the street races and you trying to race and they go to undress in your car and be like, oh, he ain't got no gas tank, you know, and then they go to hollering that race car stuff, but you rolled up, radio playing. You got tailpipes all the way out. You know what I'm saying? Power windows, a small cow hood or a flat hood, but you ain't got no gas tank.
That's
and you got a point.
Car.
But I'm going to say this. Fuck the street car and the race car. If you think you can win, get your ass up there. Stop whining about it.
Hold on, let me try to find his number.
What's happening?
What's going on, brother?
What's the deal? Sham, what's happening, man?
Man, what's the deal, brother? How you feel?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. Just getting off work. Just calling in to, you know, show support to your show. What's going on?
Man, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you, you know, let me do this. If everybody didn't know, clock's off. Lil Tony and Brother Leroy, they making this happen for me. So I just want to openly say, man, I appreciate that. And, you know, thanks for calling in.
Ain't no problem, homie. I'm hearing a topic over here in Michigan. We say if it ain't no roll cage, it's a street car.
If it ain't no roll cage, what do a roll cage got to do with it being a street car or not?
Because if it got a roll cage, then you race it at the track, so it's a race car. If a street car, you ain't going to put it – in most cases, we don't put roll cages and stuff that we never plan to take to the track. So when we pull up, it don't really matter what accessories you got. When we look in, it ain't no roll cage. You know, we pretty much consider it a street car. When you put a roll cage in it, that's
like
indicative
that,
of a race car.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay, that sounds good.
Hey, Big Sham, give me one second. Now, Skin, I want to ask this question. Being that it's on the streetcar topic, would you have considered Tony's truck a streetcar or a race truck?
That's a streetcar. A street truck.
Okay.
That's a street truck.
So that fit the bill of what a modern-day streetcar would be then?
There you go. It's just faster than a modern day street car, but it's a street car.
That's all I wanted to ask. I'm gonna mute my.
Oh
seat.
Yeah, that's a street truck.
Hey,
that's
Junior.
A regular street truck. You can drive it to the club get in there and drink.
Hey,
drink.
We didn't got an opinion from Chicago. We didn't got an opinion from Michigan. Can we get another opinion from New York? Can you bring in 631-9294?
Yep. I got to run through here. Have them hit that one button, please.
Can you hit the one button?
Yeah, Tony, that's a street truck, baby.
That's right.
And guess what? A whole bunch of these race cars don't even want to run it. Why they on the bike talking about what's a race car, what's a street car? I'll get up there with his ass, because that's a street truck, man. I thought I could win, but I got my ass up there. So
hey,
I'm gonna
turn y'all loose because you know they talking about all the guys from Chicago. These guys
Chicago.
From Detroit, they say that they got the fastest street cars and. I beg to differ. So I'm gonna turn it loose in about a good 30 minutes. I'm gonna turn y'all loose. And I don't want a whole lot of arguing. I want you to, you know, lock in and get to the line.
Whatever stands, grab more action.
0628. Your mic is open.
How you doing, Sam?
Long time ago. What's going on, brother?
Not much. How's everything? Everything pretty good out there?
Everything's good, brother. How you feel?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I was just figured I'd call you guys and show you my support. I enjoyed myself the last time I came out there. It was great. I was kind of like, I know we didn't get a chance to Skin and us get the run at the end because I guess it was they had a mopile that blew up that night, but hopefully we can be able to do something when we get back out there.
Okay, I appreciate that, man. Did you hear the subject for tonight?
Yeah, you know, we got a different opinion on that because if you can drive the car, that's what they consider a street. If you can go on the street and drive it to wherever, that's what they consider. I mean,
so it don't matter if
here,
you got a roll cage in it or none of that.
It don't matter if it's a roll cage because when we get ready to go test, and this is the God honest truth, you come over there by us, you go $11.99, and they're kicking you out, and you ain't coming back at all, ever. They're banning you all over. So it's kind of, you want to kind of like know what your car going before you're running somebody. And it's a little different over here. You go in $11.99, you ain't got a roll cage. You can forget it. You banned. And, I mean, every last tracker have your number down. That's the only bad part with that. That's the only thing. And basically, like my son's little truck, I got a little roll cage in that. But my wife wasn't letting him get in nothing unless he had something in there. So safety was first. That's what happened with that one.
Okay,
but
just
otherwise, anything could happen.
Mm-hmm. And since you brought that up, for everybody's information, June 7th is my first race of the year. I'm sorry, who's that?
We're going to be there. I promise you that. And I'm bringing a farm truck. This is God honest truth. And a couple of people saw it. Gunnan got it on there, the old farm truck. He couldn't make it last time because his father got sick. Well, I mean, that big heavyweight on the column, small block, no juice on it. Everything, stock suspension, the whole bit. I'm bringing that out there. I'm still looking for a run with that thing. Huh?
You gonna get your ass whooped with that farm truck that
Let
you
me
got
tell
in
you.
Oklahoma?
Look,
hey, Long Gallo, you know who's talking to you, don't you?
They talking about that red truck? Oh, that's
no. Kid. I say you know who that is talking to you.
No. Who's this one?
You know who it is. You gonna get your ass whooped with that farm truck?
man, that's Skins.
That's Skins. Oh, okay. He got lucky last time.
Hey,
he got lucky last
gonna be
time.
You ain't going to be bringing no little kid jumping on me. Whoop your ass.
You paid that man to blow the car up before we ran you. That's what happened. You told him to hold it in first gear, don't shift.
But
that's
guess
what you told him.
Long as I paid him and told him, that's what he did when I said it. Told him to
do. And let me tell you something. He been talking about that every time I talk come out. He says, Dad, we're going to go back down there so I can at least try him out. I want to try him. I said, yeah, you're going to get a chance to.
He's
going
to get his ass.
I know. You said you was a legend. That's what you told him, right?
Yes.
That's what you told him. You said you was a legend.
Yeah.
From what
y'all
we heard, all legends are dead, so I guess he got to kill you.
Right. I understand that. But y'all say y'all going to run over with that little truck. And let me blow. I like that.
Huh?
I love it. You know what the
fuck we're going to do it the
was.
Same way you said that day that we were going to run. Same way.
Yeah.
He's
going to
go out there. He going out there, Skin. He going
like
out
that.
There. Trust me on that. He
hey,
going
Joe,
out
hold
there.
Up. Can you hold? Don't hang up. I'm not going to put you on mute. Let me open up some of these lines. I'm just trying to get some other input, and I got people on the line that want to say something. Let's look. 630-1273.
Hey, what's up, Big Sham? This is Lee Jr.
Everybody Lee Jr., else, what's going on, brother? How you feel?
Man, just call in and support you, man. Like what you're doing, bro.
I appreciate it, man. I'm glad that you called in.
Say hello to everybody else on here. Skin, Larry. All these other guys, these gentlemen.
Yeah. I appreciate it, man. You could just mute your own phone. I'm not going to mute you, Lee.
Okay.
Okay. 313.
Skins around.
Hold on. 313-9248. You're on the line. Hello? Okay. Go back. 773.
Damn, you got the alleyway boys on there, too?
Because
I know they said they wanted to run back over because they had a little problem. They told me as soon as we get back there, we're going to run
over.
Oh, you're
talking about, I know who you're talking about. Hold on, Joe. 773-4309.
What up, Sam? This is Will. My mic had dropped.
Oh, you were muted. Okay, I'm sorry, Will. I'm going down this line.
But, hey, one thing, y'all got a good subject going on, and Ken and Eric, some of them guys really know what they're talking about. You need
oh,
to
absolutely.
Talk about it later on when you get a chance.
Yeah, that's why I got them on the line.
I'm going
313-5205. Okay, Will.
What up, Doshan?
What up? Is this
Hood
TV?
That's
Hood
yeah, this is Hood. A street car is a car where you only breaking two street car rules. You can break whatever two rules you want, like the cowl hood. But if it's only a 2-inch cowl hood, that doesn't count as you breaking the rule. If you on a bigger tire than a 28, that's breaking the rule. If it's a street, you can minus and subtract from them two rules that you are breaking. If it's got a cage, that's one strike. If you got some things on the car that don't work, that's a strike. If it's got open headers, if it ain't got no headers, no exhaust out the ass end, that's a strike. So you can break whatever two rules you want. Vaz's car, that's a street car. Skin's little gray truck, that's a street car. Phil, Long Island Joe's son's truck, that's a street car. Anything to pull up to the line, that's a GTR, a G8, those are street cars. If they got spray or whatever, or a full slick on it. And they can break one more rule, too. You can
what
break
about
two rules that you want. That's a street car. You can break but you can break three rules, but you can't get caught on the third one. If you trailering it and you drive it around the corner, you ain't breaking the rule because you hit it. If it don't take regular gas and you ain't got turbo blue in it, if they don't know, you ain't breaking that rule. So you can
hey,
still
Sam.
Hide that third rule that you break.
Hey, Sam, how about this?
Yes, sir.
How about we let him decide all the street cars because he's smarter than every motherfucker on the phone.
Hey man, I appreciate
you
calling me, man.
If you got windows in there and they all Lexon and nobody catch on, you ain't breaking that rule,
man.
But if
but
your
you,
three
you
rules are showing,
on,
you might not be
but
a street car.
I'm trying to figure out how you know how many rules you can break. And you ain't never had a car.
I've always had a race car my whole life. I've never been without one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This my
I'm
last
sorry.
2 years of high school. My last, when I was a sophomore, I had a race car because I had to fuck around with Skip every time and I couldn't drive over there without him talking
shit. I
didn't
know that. I thought you was just filming. I didn't know you was racing cars. I didn't know that.
I just started filming when Pine whooped my car's ass for the last time. I decided to put it up because it didn't have enough.
Oh, I
bring it back. Bring it back.
Hold
up,
on,
man.
Everybody.
I never put it up. I just parked it in the garage and I broke the camera back out. The shakedown started in '89.
Hey, Junior.
I was filming back then. Those races will be up next week.
Junior, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you bring in 773-3868?
Junior, we thought you went to sleep.
Junior
went
on vacation.
Tony, what's
you said 3868?
Yeah.
Shakedown.
You gotta hit that one button. Hit the one button.
Shakedown.
Yeah.
I want you to do that for me, man.
I'm gonna let me go to the next caller. 313-0178.
I'm gonna run them now.
773-3868.
Your mic is open.
3868. Your mic is open.
Those are gas cars. Fuel cell is a strike, too.
Okay. 313-0178. Your mic is open. Hello?
They don't want to say nothing.
Okay, 773. Oh, wait a minute. 773-3490. Your mic is open.
How's it going, guys? Tony, Sheena. I was going to be on this topic so hard. I was down in two phones trying to call in. Listen, man.
Who's talking right now? Who is this?
Old time drag race. I've probably been racing on all these big ass put together. This is D. This can know me.
What's your name?
He's my father. This is D. He's my son's father. What up, Ken?
I can't even hear you.
Can you hear me now?
No. What? Now, who you say you are?
I think this is D.
D?
I'm an old drag racer. Yeah, D. I used to race back in the 70s and 80s and early 90s. I able to do that stuff. Now it's too expensive for me. But the problem with the street car deal, the whole thing with the street car deal and a race car is that we're missing one point. There's a difference in calling a car a race car and racing a car. You see, we're taking cars and just racing them, but just making them race cars. And Skin said some stuff that was right, but one thing Skin was wrong on, in 1970, you could buy a Buick, a Calhoun on it. You could buy a 72 GS, 71, 72 GS, and get a hood on it. So a Calhoun.
But Skin not wrong, because Skin didn't say you couldn't have no Calhoun if it came from the factory.
Yep, Skin did.
I thought it was you, Skin. My bad.
It wasn't him.
I said the whole thing.
Stop lying. Shut down.
Let him finish. Go ahead, Brother D.
It's a race car. Now, NHRA, I don't know if they have changed the rule. The rule used to be if a car had sticks on it, it was a race car.
Okay.
You can't do that today. The cars today, the street cars, would have been trailer cars back when I was racing. So you got to – now, man, listen, in 2010, Cadillac put a CTS that was the fastest production car made in America. This car can run 11-0s. That was a bona fide race car back in the 70s. Here, probably some 1400. So you can't determine a race car and a free car just by saying you race it. It's what you do to that car. It's the compartment that you put on that car. If a car has a cage in it, it down through the years has been determined to be a race car no matter what kind of engine they had in it.
Okay.
If a car carried slicks on it, it was classified as a race car.
Okay.
But see, what like Ken told you guys, I know who this is now. You got 8 second cars now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so it's evolving like what I was saying.
That's the whole key. That's what I said. You got to look at it as, are we talking about a race car or are we speaking of a car that we race in? See, back when I was racing, we would pull up, open the trunk, take your two slicks out, put them on, and go drag racing. Put the street car back on and take the car home before your wife knew about it and whoop your butt. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Brother D, I appreciate you calling. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
708-1040. Your mic is open.
Yo. What up, son?
What up? Who this?
Man.
Huh?
This Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Somebody
what's up,
got
Jimmy?
An echo.
Yeah, it's an echo, Junior, if you can find that. I don't know where it is. What's up, Jimmy?
I've been doing this.
Man, they say RBL is the only one with a street car. That ain't so. I drive my car every day, everywhere, all day.
Oh, that Black Z.
Sal, let me ask you that. Jimmy, that wasn't what was said. We said.
No. I know exactly what was said. I drive my car everywhere too.
But you didn't let me finish, Jimmy. I said RBL and me is the only one that drove to the track and probably a few others. That's what I said, man. I just couldn't remember you, Jimmy. I know you drive your car to the track.
Yeah, pick up.
And what we said.
So I drive my stuff in the winter.
Hey, Jimmy, I know that, man. Everybody don't know that, but I know that. I know that, but that ain't what was said, though. That's not what was said.
But on the street, it's going to get too technical about what really is a street car or not a street car. And it's like this. If you like what you like, you run it. If you don't like what you like, then don't run it.
Hey, and that's what I said, Jimmy. That's why I don't understand why these Detroit cities keep on boxing up my tree. If I thought I could whoop them,
you just said some good stuff, then, cousin.
Fuck skins.
Ain't nothing to me. I'm steady racing Lil Tony, and they scared to death for Lil Tony. So why the fuck wouldn't I race them if I thought I could beat them?
Let me go to the next caller.
We got somebody
that's got the. Hey Sam.
Yeah.
We got somebody that's got the phone on speaker. Can you please mute your mic?
Hey, did y'all hear that? If you got your phone on speakers, put your phone on mute. I'm going to have to go through all of them and just mute everybody.
They sure got them on mute.
One of y'all on speaker. Nah, that person that got their phone on speaker, he don't know the definition. You got to find them, Sam. Like Ken say, they not smarter than it. You got to root that out.
Is it still there?
Yeah,
I hear echo.
Yeah.
He's got
hey,
the mic just open.
Yeah, Junior, can you open up
773-8462?
8462,
your mic is open.
What I'm saying?
What's going on, Mike?
Not much, just called in support. I happened to be off work tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and call in support.
Oh, I appreciate that, bro.
Hey,
another old school racer.
Race.
I can't believe this is. I mean, so I'm gonna mute all these. Hello.
Yeah. Tarnish the show, Sham.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this echo, and they're killing me. Hello?
You might have got
it. I think we got it there.
Okay, let me hold on. Hold on for a long time.
They're trying to tarnish the show, Sham.
708, no. I done lost track of these.
Hey Sham, let me start at the bottom here. 414-6614. Your mic is open. 414-6614.
What's going on, Shannon?
Yeah, what's up? Who is this?
This Stokes, Shannon.
This who?
Stokes.
Stokes?
Yeah.
What up, bro?
What's going on, man?
Man, slow motion, brother. Appreciate you calling in.
Yep, man, I'm calling to support you, man. I'm rocking with you every week.
Okay, for sure. Yeah. I appreciate you calling.
Yep, I've been listening
all day.
Go to
this next one, Julie. I'm going to open it. 219-4018. You're
online. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on? Who we talking to?
Hey, this is Terry.
Oh, what's up, Terry?
Hey, when you guys figure out this whole streetcar rule thing, have Skins give me a call because I don't want to hear any crying next year when I come out.
Hey, Terry, you can't use that flat hood shit, so.
Hey, here's how I'm coming out. 87 Monte Carlo, flat hood, full interior, full exhaust, no cage. Stock gas tank.
Hey, Terry, you disqualified already, man.
Why?
I'm just messing with you, man.
What kind of tire you got, Terry?
No slick either.
No slick.
Ooh, wait. That's a street cop. Exhaust to the bank. Ooh, whoop your ass, little Tony. That motherfucker tag key. Jazz out.
What's going on?
Yes, sir.
Street cop. That's a street cop.
Junior, go to the next one. Thanks for calling in, Terry. I'm quite sure he heard you.
Yo.
Junior.
Yeah, I'm trying to see where your order's at here. What was your last one? 219?
Yeah.
313-1248. Your mic is open.
Hello.
313-1248. Hello. Your mic is open.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Taking it to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
hey,
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Calling.
This is Musty Meat Stick.
Who? Okay.
Musty,
hey,
Meat Stick.
All right.
Here's the definition of a streetcar. Drag radios, full exhaust, full interior, no damn racing seat. Get on the interstate and go 70 miles an hour. 10 miles or better. Come back, line up on service drive, and whoop some ass. Ain't
doing?
No cooling down that ass.
Hey, man,
pull
you
up
doing?
To a fucking gas station, and you go to any pump. You go to any gas station and get pump gas. The rest of this old shit makes no sense. What the hell,
okay.
Is that like? What the hell is that all about?
I'm just getting them some pussy.
All right, Brother Musty, I appreciate your call.
Yeah, and you tell those guys with the roll cage,
wow.
If you need a roll cage, you got a damn race car. You shit that got, if your shit that damn fast, that you got to put a motherfucking roll cage in it, it ain't no motherfucking street car. If your motherfucking shit that fast, take it to the track. Other
hey,
than that, bring that 12-second bitch out there and let's have some fun. And that's Musty Meat Stick. You can write that shit down and print it.
Hey, Musty Meat Stick.
Yeah.
What kind of car you got?
Oh, you know what kind of car I got, Pine.
Really?
Sound like I want to do something with Musty, whatever the fuck his name is.
Hey, I know what kind of car Musty Meat Stick got.
What kind of car you got?
He got a Buick. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
He got a Buick.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Absolutely.
773-7399. Your mic is open.
I went with you. I didn't know I got to call in.
7399, your mic is open.
I'm here with you, Chef. I'm here with you.
Who am I talking to?
I'm going to tell you the definition of street.
Can I please talk to Skins?
I'm here. Everything works.
There's something in the background. Somebody needs to mute their mic.
We got some background jazz in the back.
Get your ass.
Okay. Let me mute that mic.
And that's coming from Musty Meat Stick.
Lord have mercy. 773-1112. The mic is open.
What kind of car you got? He said, you know what kind of car I got.
1142. 773-1142. Nothing.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, Sham, those down
yep.
there, those down there ain't hit the one button. You got everybody.
Oh, I'm looking at. I'm sorry, Junior. I'm looking at these numbers.
Yeah. You got seven. Let me grab these real quick. 708.
Open up some. 0887.
Your mic is open.
Yeah.
708.
Yeah.
Your mic.
Yeah.
Who
hey,
got
y'all.
Here?
Y'all opening
yeah,
up a lot of
a street car like Musty, whatever he said, a street car where you can hop on the E-way and ain't got to get in the right lane and put your flashing lights on, where you can get about 70 miles an hour and ride that bitch. All that other shit y'all talking, them ain't no street cars. Them big ass gears, them not no street cars. You're going to burn that shit up. That's not a street car.
Simple as
that.
All right, who we talking to?
Hey, that bullshit with the musty meat stick. Come on, man. Get off that bullshit, man.
You know, hey, Junior, always got to be one.
Hey, Sam. Yeah. You know, I love to talk shit. Motherfucker, sit on that musty meat stick.
Hey, somebody open musty meat stick line back up.
Let's go to the next one, Big Sam.
Hey, Junior. Junior.
Yes, sir.
Can you open up 773-7399?
Yes, sir. $73.99. Your mic is open.
What up, Sham? What's going on, bro? What's going on,
What's
fella?
Up, Jeff? What's the deal, brother?
Well, same old, man. Just listening in. You know I got to call in and support. Shit, man, gotta just sit here listening in.
Oh, for sure. Well, since you're on, you got to give us your opinion on this subject.
Well, you know my opinion is, Johnny, most might not agree, but... Sharon, but you know, we got that old white Malibu there with a few more gas tank on it. Going through a 3/8 line. We just got a cage in it for safety and a cow hood on it. You know what I mean? But I can see the other street car. Now, it doesn't have any exhaust on it because I would never put another exhaust on a street car again. No, not me.
Okay.
So. That's my perception of a street car for me. You know what I mean? But like I said, that's streetable. That's a streetable car.
It's a street. Well, that's my new name for them. They talking all this. That's the new class for me is streetable.
So your car is streetable.
Yes. No, I got a street car. It's all steel.
Okay, so.
With full interior, it does have a cage in it. See, that's the questionable thing. But I'm not racing nothing without a cage in it. But it's treatable. You know what? It's treatable because it's got a cage in it.
Somebody back on speakerphone. Okay, so you said so whatever musty meat stick was talking about, that's a street definition of a street car.
Hey, Pine.
What up, though?
Can we get some action on this phone line?
Who is this?
He said he's gonna let everybody go in here. We got about 15 more minutes.
I ain't understanding how you want some action and ain't no track open. I ain't understanding that.
Hey, Skins, be quiet. I'm gonna press mute. You do the same.
Down south, okay.
Hey, Skins. Nobody going down south. Saudi. Slow ass shit,
Saudi. So what? Sam, James,
yes,
so
sir.
What you're saying is, the definition of a street car is what musty meat stick said.
I don't even know. I was laughing so hard, I don't even know what he said.
Man, I was laughing too, man. He said the definition of a true street car is drag radio, full interior, no roll cage, and where you can jump on the freeway and go 75 miles an hour, pull off the freeway, pull up on the service drive, and race.
Well, I mean, somebody
Andy
else said that. I believe Russ said
station.
It. It's just...
Andy said, pull up to the gas station and put pump gas in it. Don't leave
your
car.
Yeah, pump gas. And he said, pull up to the gas pump and put pump gas in your car.
Yeah, but who's going to know that? I guess it's really all interior coming from the factory. It's supposed to look like it come from the factory. With no roll cage in it. I'm assuming. That's really what the consensus is. But it's a bunch of all the old school people say, man, they was driving the cars around. Them cars was fast. Well, I guess back then, if you was running 1050 back in 1050 or in between 950 and 1050 back then, you was flying.
Yeah.
And them cars was driving around on the street with no cage in them.
Mm-hmm.
Open up some more 313 lines.
Sam, tell them to bring them motherfuckers back to life then. I bet they can't bring them back to life.
Bring them back to life, Skin.
I bet they can't do that same combination and get their ass out of here.
Now, Skins, I told you to press mute, old, man.
All them old schoolers, they're talking about they had 67 Camaros and 70 Chevelles and all that, and they can run this and run that. Why don't they get it? They said they were driving it around. Why don't they build the same car and get their ass on 130? And I'm going to show them something.
773-6648. You on the air.
How's that money doing all that joking?
Hello? Hello?
Somebody back phone fucking up. Somebody phone back fucking up.
Okay, let me go to this next line.
Hey, if you got your phone on speaker, can you mute the mic, please? So we ain't got to shut all the mics down.
Yeah, they tripping. They
hey, Junior, y'all mute me?
No, your shit's open. I can hear you.
Okay. I heard you too.
Hey, Danny, what's your definition of a street car, brother? What's your definition of a street car?
A really, really street car?
The trail
you can drive that
trailblazer
around, and you ain't got to have no trailer.
That's a slow-ass trailblazer he got.
Man, why is you talking? Why are you talking, Pine? A fag, man.
So let me ask you again. So you consider a street car any car that can drive around that don't have to be on a trailer then? That would be considered a street car.
Okay.
Good answer. So it don't matter what, it don't matter whether he got a cage, it don't matter whether he got a flat hood, a cow hood, whether he got a slick or whatever. As long as the car is streetable, as long as he can drive that car around out on the street, it's considered a street car in your opinion.
Yeah, because you know NMCA got that class where they got to drive them cars 30 miles. They don't give a fuck what you got on the car. You can't raise the hood, you can't do nothing. They make you drive 30 miles with the cars. Prime example.
And you talk about them old school motherfuckers. Look back in the days of pro street class. The pro street class had low 7 to high 6 second cars. And they used to have to do a 25 mile. I can't find
it.
They had to do a 25 mile drive.
That's
yeah, let me look for it. I'm trying to look for it.
No car like that.
You know, they used to do a 25-mile drive, you know, and still run a number. But then look at these cars you got now in drag week. These guys drive 1,500 miles, and look at the numbers they lay down. So could you not consider?
That's not, Junior. That's why you got to get more technical with the shit, man.
Okay, but I mean, that's a car that's considered a street car.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that, but guess
you
what?
Know,
it's if I want to run it or not. That's how that go. It's if you want
that,
to run
that's
it,
correct.
It's the car
that,
or not.
That,
that's
that,
all.
That, but skin,
what I
skin,
ain't
skin.
Junior, what I
skin.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is all these fags keep talking about you scared, you this? You can run what the hell you want to run. If you think you can win, get your ass up there.
I mean, that's what racing is. That's what it's all about.
Junior,
hey, Skin.
Junior.
Hey, Skin.
You a voice. Listen, though, Junior. You a voice. You entitled to mute people, Mike, and open up, Mike.
No, I don't mute no mics. Now, if Big Sham want to mute mics, that's upon him. Me, personally, I don't mute mics.
I'm just speaking out loud. Correct them, man. That's why they don't know nothing now. Because motherfuckers won't correct them. I'm not scared of nobody on the phone.
Skin. If any motherfucker.
I'm just asking a question.
Hey,
saying,
check this out.
You entitled to run what the hell you want to run, man, if you think you can win.
That is correct. That is correct. That's why.
Let me say this, Junior, why everybody listening, because I don't give a damn who listens. Everybody in Detroit is scared of Lil Tony. How am I scared of him and I'm steady running Lil Tony? Would you answer that for me?
Oh, I honestly, what you're saying is correct. Every time Tony's come around, every time he's called you out, you've either engaged or tried to engage. So I could never say that you're scared.
So I want to ask you one question. Do you think I'm scared of pussy-ass ride or die or pie or one of them weak-ass motherfuckers? Honestly.
No.
Well, would you tell them that so they can miss me with the bullshit, keep make my name kick like shit in their mouth?
You know,
Brandon,
you know what it is, Steve?
Man, shit, man.
You know what it is?
That's
the thing, Skin. You done blow their ass out, and they want to get you. I mean, shit.
Right, but they coming. But they coming with something that I don't want to hurt. If they come with something that I think I can whoop, you know I'm at the ass. You know I'm at the ass. You know it. You've been knowing me for 20 years.
Hey, Skin.
Yeah.
And
they
Julius.
Do it, but ain't nobody tell Skins to go build that fucking punk ass scrap machine pickup truck.
Hey,
is
that Pine?
Yeah,
it's me.
Pine.
Okay, hold on for 1 second. I'm gonna turn y'all loose in about 3 minutes. Let me open up some of these mics. I'm gonna turn y'all loose because y'all just want to talk to each other. Hold on, 773-4786. Your mic is open.
What's going on, guys? It's Terrell, man. You saw Stranglers.
What's up, Terrell?
Just listening in, supporting you, champ. That's all.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man. Tell me something good.
It's all good, brother. There's nothing to tell you, man, but my definition of a street car, man, is anything that's original, everything works, it's drivable, pump gas, and I got a nice motor in it. That's a street car. Take it to the track, run on the street. Run at the track.
That's
a street
car
to me.
Anything like
my car shit, that's a race car. But it's a street car, you be at the grocery store, you be at malls, you got your kids in the back seat, but you might have a hell of a side motor in the hood. It's a street car.
I like that,
you take it to the track, you come with a race car.
Yeah, I like
okay.
That.
Well, I'm not going to mute your mic because I'm going to turn them loose in a minute. I just want to open up these mics. 773-3868. Your mic is open.
Hey,
773-3868.
Hey, Julia,
find that little echo.
I got to shut them all down.
Shut them all down.
Shut them all down.
I'm going to start opening up one by one again. I got one phone. If you got your phone on speaker, if you're listening from the computer and you got your phone on, mute your phone, please, just to make this a little bit easier.
You did
there
it,
you
Junior.
Go. There you go.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Big Sham, go to the next one.
Okay. 773-3868.
If you on a computer listening and your phone on,
you are live. Who we talking to?
Calling to the echo. Or if you sitting with your phone on speaker.
3868. Okay, I'm muting their mic. 773-6166. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I was.
Hello.
Look here. A lot of guys have made some statements tonight, and a lot of them are true as far as a street car and a race car go. But I heard someone say a few moments ago about those old combinations back and what they could feel. Man, that's some fads in the day. A lot of old cars that are tired from racing are just not able to do it no more. But a combination then will do the same thing then, will do the same thing now as it did then. If you put that same
correct.
Combination back, there's no way.
That's correct.
I mean, you can't mix new technology with old school work. But if you do the old school work the way it was done back then, a car that ran 90s then, or run 90s now.
You're absolutely right, sir. All I said was Billy and get up there. That's all I said.
Hello? Yeah, he wasn't saying that it wouldn't. He just said he wants you to come back out. That's what he said.
I said they need to come back out with the same thing.
Hey, Sham, that caller that just spoke right now. Now, the way you said, back in the days, you had to work hard to get a car to run 10 O's, 11 O's, 9 O's.
Because you didn't know as much then.
That's not me, Ball. That's Pan. Pan, you talking? You need to mute your phone.
As you said, if you take the old school combination that you worked hard to get to be a 9-0 car, if you add today's technology to it, that car is going to be way superior than what it was back then. Because back then you didn't have the tires, you didn't have the shocks. You didn't have the electronics that you have now. You can go from A to Z on the car, and the technology wasn't there that you have now. To me personally, that's why a lot of these new cars, new guys, don't impress me, because you got all this technology, and believe it or not, for the money that's spent, motherfuckers is slow. They slow.
Oh, I agree.
When you compare it.
Hello?
Yeah. You're breaking up, sir.
Hey, June.
That's the difference in racing back then and racing now. In the old days, we had to tune on carburetors all day long to get them correct. Now you get a computer and it'll be able to work for you. So drag racing is not drag. It's computer racing now. You don't drag race anymore. It's just not.
I mean, but you can't get mad. No,
you don't get mad. Hey, man, it's an old saying, says you get in where you fit in. And if you can't fit in, you join. So what you got to do now is you got to join the new line. That's all. You can't get angry. You don't get mad.
You just got to adapt. That's all. I mean, it's just an adapt.
Computers do all the work for you now. See, back when I was racing, if you want to take some power off, you just didn't turn a toggle switch on. Instead of turning 3 on, you turn 2 on. Now you want to take some power off the computer, bags the notches out for you. It'll come in 800-foot mark, at the 900-foot mark. We didn't have that technology then. If guys had technology back in the days that they have now, cars would have been so fast back then until it would have been off the radar. It would have been possible how fast cars would have ran back in the day. Because you take a 10-second car. You had cars back in the 80s, man, that could run 10s with 750 camshafts for lift. You get cars from the factory now with that. And then on the other hand, you're getting cars from the factory that I got a 500-inch camshaft, man, that's running faster.
These people been holding on for a second, Junior. I'm going to open them up. 269-9059. Your mic is open. 269-9059. Hello?
Nope, go to the next one.
313-8435. Your mic is open. 313-8435. Okay, I'm going to the next one. 630-7935. Your mic is open. 630-7935.
Yeah, we're back to the same thing about that street car. You can take a 7-second car and put that motherfucker in drive and take your foot off the brake and let that bitch cruise down Sibley from posing all the way to motherfucking state line. That's not a street car. But if you hop your ass on 94 right there by the Shell off of Sibley and punch that bitch down to 103rd, get the fuck off, get back on, and get back off on Sibley, pull up to the Shell and put you $20 of 93 octane in there, then that's a street car, and you can get you a race. That's what a street car is. All that other shit y'all talking, y'all twisting it up. Street car is a street car.
Who is this? Who is that, Sham?
Chuck.
I don't know. Who is it? I'm trying to figure out who it is.
Chuck. It's Chuck again.
Oh, okay. All right, Chuck. Thank you, bro.
What up, Chuck?
You want me to mute you, or are you going to mute yourself? I'm going to go on to the next caller.
708-1040.
Please, cause all be it is interpretation. That's what it's going to come
down to.
Your
mic is open. 708-1040. Hello. All right. I'm going to
yeah.
Meet you.
Hey, cousin.
870-1277. Your mic is open.
Yeah, go back to y'all talking about the computers. You still got to know how to.
Who is this? Who is this?
This is a box from Arkansas. From Arkansas.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. This is who?
This is a box from Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all know me. Yeah. But you still got to know how to program the computer. The computer ain't going to program itself. Back to that conversation y'all was just having.
Yeah, well, I think he was making reference to how it used to be back in the day when, as far as tuning the car, having a carburetor, you really had to tune the car opposed to doing the computer. Somebody
got
a baby in the background.
You had to tune it. Yeah,
you still
got
to tune it, but I think it was just a different type of tuning.
It was. Yeah, but I was just saying, a computer ain't gonna tune itself. You still gotta know how to tune it with the computer. It's just
the computer don't tune itself, but it's a whole lot easier to put it on the computer.
Hey, somebody got a baby in the background.
Somebody got
yeah,
a baby
yeah.
in the background.
Yeah.
Can you mute your mic?
That's me. I go back on mute. That's me.
Okay, thank you.
Pushing on that carburetor versus hitting a code in a computer. It's totally different. It's way less work with
that's
a computer.
That's all
right.
You ready?
Anyone know nothing about drag race?
That's not true.
Anyone that says a computer is as hard to tune a car with a computer as it is to do it with a carburetor knows nothing about drag racing.
You got to know how to tune it, though. Just because they doing it on in a drag radio running those numbers only 275 or 315, you still got to know how to tune it. I'm not saying it's easier either way. You still got to know what you're doing. Either way, what you're doing. You got to know how to do it.
Well, you got to know how to do anything that you do if you want to do it right. I mean, if you take a nail and take a hammer and hit a nail with it, you got to know how to do it on your hand. So that goes without saying. But I still say, and anyone that's been raising as long as I have will tell you, it's a lot easier to do it with a computer than it is doing it the old way. And I'm the one that don't want to come out of the old school. Hell, I got to learn the new way. I know the old way. It's a learning process.
You know what it is? You know what it is? That the technology has
to drag race.
Technology has made it I'm not going to say simpler, but like you said, back in the days, you didn't have timers. You didn't have the relays. You didn't have the I'm speaking for Nitrous. You didn't have the progressive systems that you have mm-hmm. now to where you can put 500 to the car now and let the progressive take out as much as you want or add as much as you want. Well, back in the day, you either had 1, 2, 3 buttons, 2, 3 stages, or...
Or
you just,
yeah.
I mean, you hit it with everything
yeah,
you have.
Yeah, Jeff.
Hey, Junior, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Junior, I got a question. If it's so easy now, why do you people ain't getting down the track then? Why a whole bunch of them ain't getting down the track? It's not easy to tune that computer. So whoever's saying that, I don't know why they're saying
no.
that. It ain't easy.
No, I never said that it was easy.
Let me respond to that. I didn't say you said that. I said whoever said that.
I said it. I said it.
Okay,
and
it's
not
easier now than it was.
Hey, Ken. I didn't say it was easier. I said it's easier to do it with a computer than it was to do it with a calculator.
And you are
not.
No, it's not. You're wrong.
No, I'm not
wrong.
Wrong,
man.
Yes, come
on, man. Hey, man. God damn, why would the tune of operator? That wasn't nothing to do.
No, that's a lot to get that cut out of the crack.
Your opinion is coming from somebody that ain't never had a fuel-injected car.
Where you think people are going to computer cars? I've had a fuel-injected car. I have one now.
Why do you think I work on them every day? Why do you think people go to the computer?
Do you have a fuel injected race car?
No, I don't have a fuel injected race car.
But you well, then you can't really so have an opinion to say it's easy.
Well, yes, I can. Yes,
that's
what
I'm trying to say, D.
Who, I'm sorry, but who was that talking?
I can't overtalk. What's the difference in a fuel injected race car giving you problems versus a fuel injected car giving you problems?
One, because you a regular car, you're not going inside the computer. You're not changing parameters.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you mean you don't have to? I mean, sometimes you take the computer out and put a new computer in. What you're saying makes no sense,
that's
man.
That's not changing parameters. All you're doing is unplugging something and plugging something up. That's all you're doing.
Hey, man. Why do you think Gerald Mullins is trying to go in a direction that's
so, that you talking about something you don't know about?
Okay, we're talking about this, brother.
Hey, is that
yes,
you,
sir.
Hey,
yes,
yeah, this man.
My man, 100 grand. It's not easy to tune no
who
damn
that? That
no computerized car than no carburetor, man. I don't know why you keep saying that.
Yeah, it is. It's easy.
You
the
know
technology
better than that,
is
D.
Well.
Hey, D.
Okay, well, let me finish.
Now, let me say this, though. D could tune a goddamn Buick back then. I bet he can't tune no fuel injection. I mean, no goddamn computerized car right now. He don't know nothing, man. You study, Excuse my friend. Hey, D. Hold on, D. Excuse my friend. You see everybody at the track. Everybody. D, would you let me finish, D?
I'm listening.
Hey, D, you see everybody at the track got tuners and everything at the track. You ain't seen nobody back in the day had no damn tuner at the track. They was fucking with their own car. When they get it right, they was racing. That's it. It was easier to get it right back then than now, man. Why would you say that? Come on,
okay,
man.
Let me tell you what.
Look, let me say this part, though. Back then, they wasn't spending a dime. Why is they study spending $500 to bring the tuner to the track, flying them in and all that shit? It's not easy
now
to get them cars right. Look, now after this one, let me just say this, though. Hold on, though. Because the Ground and Pound or whatever it is, Eastside Strangler, they got a wagon right now. They've been working on it for 2 years. Why they ain't got it right? Got right up there and got their ass knocked right out because they don't have no tuner. They don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
They're running around in the junkyard, boy.
What you just said is right to a point, but I'm going to tell you where it's wrong at. Everybody can't work computers, but General Motors would not be going to a computerized system. The United States would not be going to a computerized
General
system.
General Motors ain't got nothing to do with what we do.
Uh-oh, man. It's easier, man. That's why they're going to it.
Okay, well, I tell you what. Why don't you come to the track and get some of this tuning money?
Hey, D,
why don't you
work
and get some of this tuning money?
I ain't going to say you wrong no more. I'm going to just say you got your own opinion.
I just finished saying, and you're back to tape, but you hear what I said. I said, I am behind time with the computer where I got to learn it if I want to race again because that's the way of the world now. And it's not changing for the worse. It's changing for the better.
Hey, Junior, but D, you ain't got to learn it.
Talking
all you do is got to have some money in your pocket.
You got to pay someone that knows.
Well, we didn't ever hear your definition of a street car.
Well, my definition of a street car is anything I put on the street that somebody's willing to engage with. That's a street car.
I like that.
That's nice
and simple,
ain't it?
And I tell you this. For those that know me, I've had everything from a wagon to an 87 Caprice to Camaros, Boos. If you're willing to engage with it, it's a street car. If you're willing to engage out on the street.
Well, you know Junior? I think the difference is now everybody is trying to go to the track. They're trying to make it where it's safe, and they're trying to do that, but of course, it's always going to be street racing, but it started on the street. That was the difference. We didn't have no track to go to, so people back then, that had fast cars, they had to race it on the street, no matter what it was. So all of them cars are street cars that's because they was racing on the street.
That's
but
correct.
Now,
I'm going to tell you this, Big Sham.
Yes, sir.
I used to go to a track for one reason only. Get an ET ticket, and after that, I didn't go back to the track unless I made some changes. After that,
right.
I didn't care about the track. Yeah. But now,
I think that's the biggest difference right now between, you know, having a street. I mean, all these definitions, I mean, it's good. I'm glad that, you know, everybody said what they said, but the difference between back in the day, all them, the street car, everything was a street car. But you made it real simple. If you want to bring it out on the street right now, it's still a street car if you race it on the street. So I don't know. I mean, it's up for grabs. If you want to get next to me, it could be a full chassis car. If you a clown and want to get out there on the street and race it, it's a street car right then.
And that what these guys ain't understanding. I just want to make something clear, Sam.
We got 5 minutes. Cool. I got 5 minutes left,
hey,
and I'm really gonna turn y'all loose. I want to go to this hold on, Skin, to this last minute. Detroit people thinking that they faster than the Chicago people, saying that they got all these fast cars. I can't tell. Brandon, you could chime in now. You want to chime in so bad.
Hello? You got to engage, baby.
Hello?
Brandon, you lockup, so how the fuck he going to say he got a street car? He don't need to pay lockup, so how the hell he can say anything?
Oh, shit. Wait, what happened? Danny, is that Danny?
I ain't going to try to lock in with him then.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Ed Bob.
Hey, is the murder Nova from what is it? From Oklahoma? Is that a street car? Why they calling them street cars then? Like you said, if you bring the car to a street, it's a street car then, right?
Every car is a street car, man. Get your ass out.
What Brandon them
don't understand, if don't nobody want to play, leave them alone, man. Go to the next person. Stop all that motherfucking whining, because...
Junior.
Yes, sir.
Can you open up 708-1428?
Yeah.
Hey, Shannon.
Yes, sir.
I'm just hollering at you. I'm back in the bushes. This is Jamie.
Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
What's going on, Jamie?
Jamie know what a street guy is.
Yeah, that's one of them old school people.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting back in the bushes. I can't talk right now, but... I'm just sitting in the bushes. I just want to let you know that I was on. I'm listening.
Oh,
you
man,
can
I appreciate
you
it. Man,
go,
give
baby.
Me a little something before you go on mute. Just tell me a little something.
Jamie's shaking the bushes. Hey, man, look. me and old Shorty Skin, we had a lot of fun back in the days from the bowling alley. That's what I'm saying. He thought he had the baddest two barrel in the city. I had me a $79,000. We up at the bowling alley feeling. So Skid said, I got the baddest. I said, no, I got the baddest. We got down to the Skyway. I blowed his ass back. He went off their covers.
Yes.
I had a Regal. He blew my ass out. Me and him, hey, man, we had so much fun, man. It can go on and on,
yeah,
but I don't want to.
Hey, and that's what it's all about. And that's the whole premise of this program, is to try to bring back some of that real fun racing. That's what this is all about.
And all I'm saying is this, Jamie. You've been knowing me 100,000 years, Sham. Everybody on the phone, except for these boys from Detroit. Who the fuck is they? If I would run, the president. Why the fuck I ain't gonna run him? Man, Brandon ain't shit. Pine ain't shit. When I get in front of him, I knock the motherfucking teeth down the door. That's what I want to say. Why they think I won't run them, man? I ain't even figured that out. And I ran them before. It's on YouTube.
Charlie, you got something in that class.
Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Hey, Junior, did you open that line up for me?
They don't want no trouble. They scared of me.
Junior.
I told them we were running with the red thing. They don't want no trouble.
Yeah, I can't find
that
number.
They said it's on my mind.
You got to press 1428. 708-1428.
Yeah, I can't find that one on here.
Hey, Jamie. Is Brandon still on the line?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Hey, Jamie.
Go ahead.
I'm steady racing their hero. Why the fuck would I be scared of them? And they ain't nothing but pigeons.
Oh, my God. Hey.
That shit ain't making no sense to me, man.
Hey,
I'm trying to straighten these little old boys out.
Hey,
look,
you scared,
I'm just trying to straighten them out, Jamie. Look,
hey,
you're right. But all I'm saying is that I have mad respect for them guys as gentlemen. We can go eat and play with hoes. But all that old shit about some racing, boy, y'all ain't shit. I will put my finger so far up in your ass, goddammit. Your goddammit own thin folks won't know you. Y'all ain't nothing to me, man.
Hey, man.
Don't talk with son. That's all I'm saying. Stop the front, boy. When I want to play, when I see you, I'm going to play in your pussy. Or you're going to play in mine. That's how it's going to go.
Uh-oh.
So I don't understand what y'all saying. I just don't be understanding what they be saying. They keep talking about skiing. You got everything in drag racing with your pickup truck. As soon as I tell them to get out with the little red thing, they start breaking up like a 10-8-4.
Hey, Shawty, have you heard me say something to you about racing? That was your brand.
No, I did not. I'm not talking about you, Junior. Hey, Pine, I'm not talking about you, Pine. I'm just saying, if you jump into that conversation with Brandon, because I don't know what he's drinking, or he might be drinking some 1800 or something, because the boy must be drunk. Why wouldn't I race him? We ain't done the race.
Hey, Skin.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hold on one second. We going to nail this in the coffin. Earlier, them guys, Brandon and somebody, that other boy, I forgot his name, from Detroit, they were talking about they going to do this, they want to do that, and Eric got on the line and said they got action right now. If they anything they got, they got action to it.
Yeah, and Eric told them what we had. Eric said we got Mustangs, we got colors. Eric mentioned a whole bunch of cars that we racing right now. In December, we racing right now.
Right.
Get your ass on over there at 130. We're going to knock your ass out. Pretty Tony came up here asking what happened.
Hey, Skin. Hey, Skin.
Yeah.
It's a fictitious place. Don't call his name.
It's a fictitious who?
It's a fictitious place. You just called a street. Don't call the name of the street. We're gonna get down on you right now.
Yeah. We want to play.
Yes, thank you.
On the asphalt.
That's right.
Come on. Well, I don't know what he's talking about.
Brandon,
are
you
there?
You ain't saying nothing.
Man, Brandon better not say nothing. He better be doing what he been doing. Playing with somebody coochie. That's what he been doing. Fucking around over here, he gonna get played with.
Right.
Yeah, I don't understand why he keep
Hey, Shorty, we racing right now too.
Okay, so listen to this. So what do y'all want to do here?
The same thing y'all doing down there, we doing here too.
And I'm asking you one question: what do y'all want to do? We ready to play right now.
I mean, we got cars up here that's ready to play right now.
Okay, well, come on then. What you got?
I mean, so that's gonna be the dispute. Why? You telling us to come on? We telling y'all to come on?
Right. It ain't gonna be no dispute. I said, what do you got?
That's what we got. The same thing. My man on the phone said GTRs, Mustangs.
Okay, what do you want to race right now?
I mean, we got some cars just like y'all got. So, I mean, you sit here saying let's play now. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Let's play. Y'all come here.
Okay, what do you got? What do you want to race?
We got the same thing you talking about racing. GTRs, colors.
I come there all the time, man. Why is you lying? I come there all the time. I get the action.
But you talking about...
Hey, Shorty, you know them cowards ain't going to leave Michigan.
Hold on one
just
second,
like
Danny. Hold on one second. Hey, Pine.
Yeah.
You came up here one time and ran me. I done came up there more times than you done came, and then
but,
he didn't get no action.
But did you run me?
I ran you when you came up here.
I'm talking about, you ran me when I came there, but did you run me when you came up here?
No, because you wasn't trying to run.
When I came down there, true enough, you ran, you blow my ass out.
You ain't listen to me. You not listen to me, Pine, because I want everybody to hear this. When I came down there, you was not trying to run. Now, you want me to tell you how you wasn't trying to run?
I was trying to tell you how you wasn't trying to run?
You not listening, Pine. Just listen sometimes.
You was not trying to run.
And I want everybody to hear this.
Let me tell
you how you wasn't trying to run.
Because you want me to run with a fucking band and you got a fucking rail. So you wasn't trying to run. You kept trying to run with a Capri and all that shit, and you want me to run you with the streetcar. So you wasn't trying to run.
Hey,
now, ask anybody on the mic. You can ask Junior. You study, keep talking about a Mustang and all that. I wasn't running no Mustang.
I tried to run you
with the Mustang with a fucking Cadillac, boy. You try to run me with the photo Cadillac.
Man, please.
You try to run me with Lil Fluky with a fucking Mustang. I told you to suck my dick, boy. Now, what part of that you don't understand? I don't want to run no fucking Mustang, boy. You say you got cars like us, you lying, boy. If I catch you with anything like us, I'm a repossession, motherfucker. I better not catch you with nothing like us.
Hey, Pan. Hey, Pan.
I'm listening.
Pan, you
lying. You lying because I'll take your little brother Cutlass, I'll beat your motherfucking ass, boy. I'll take the little red thing and beat your ass. And it's more streetable than the Cutlass you got. Kick your ass out.
Take your motherfucking pickup and get your ass down.
See what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying, Shannon? See what I'm talking about? Y'all ain't listening, man. Y'all ain't listening, motherfucker. See what I'm talking about? He's bloody telling me what to run.
Hey, man.
Get your stupid ass out of here, boy.
What's the problem, Pan?
Hey,
look here. That little red thing look just like y'all. What you crying?
No,
what you talking about?
It looks more streetable than them. It looks more streetable than them.
I ain't seen a red thing.
Huh?
You a lie. You a lie, motherfucker. You a lie.
I ain't seen a red thing.
You a
fucking lie.
You ain't never seen it?
He lying, man. He lying.
Yeah, you saw it because it was up there in Milan, Michigan at a little Tony race.
Man, he know where it was. He lying. You seen every car that was there. Man, get your lying faggot ass out of here, boy.
Get your lying ass out of here.
Yeah. Okay,
hey,
and guess what?
Yeah.
Hey, Shannon, I ain't seen the Cutlass either. I ain't never seen the Cutlass, so now what? Get your ass out. Get your ass out, boy.
That's what I mean. This is real interesting, but
The Nova looks stock as a bell, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Driving everywhere with exhaust all the way to the back.
Yes, he
do.
He's driving past my barbershop every day.
Now lock your motherfucking ass out, boy. Now lock your ass in. Boy, you ain't got no money to lock in. Lock in 20, man, because that's all you got.
You don't,
what the fuck are you running for, boy? Stop running. I'm going to show you, boy. I'm going to stop you niggas from driving them 18-wheelers. Get your ass up here. Lock it up there.
No, no.
Lock your ass in, boy. You right. I'm just trying to get on your nerves. I don't know what you got, sir. Don't care.
Skin.
All I do is want you the best of money.
Skin.
You see, yeah, you see it got real quiet on the mic.
Skin, you hear me?
Yes, sir. They frondo, man. I will beat the fuck out Brandon and you, boy, or get my ass whooped, and I ain't going to be mad. Watch how fast I pay you and smile and hug you, sweetie. I'm going to kiss you because I know you sweet. Fuck is you talking about, boy? Let's do it. Fuck is y'all waiting on?
All they ain't, I mean, Brandon might.
You don't hear him saying nothing
now,
but they want to mess up the mic earlier when you trying to ask a question. You can hear a goddamn pin drop now. He's steady talking about a pickup truck. Where they do
hey,
that
Shannon,
at?
Shannon, I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm still here.
Is this a
you ain't
this,
trying
Brandon?
To lock in. That's what he's saying. No, that's fine.
No,
that's fine.
I don't know what happened to Brandon.
No, that's Pan.
Okay,
that's Pan on the phone. Okay.
Hey, Pan, but what is you going to do, though? Lock in with the Cutlass with the Nova. Or knock
man,
him up from
the
ass out.
I don't have a Cutlass. When we were trying to risk, when my little brother.
You just said. Okay. Well, I'm sorry then. What am I talking to you for? You just said you got cars, boy.
When we were trying to race your motherfucking truck, Brandon.
I didn't
want to
race my truck with that. What part of that he don't understand, Shannon?
What street are you talking
Shannon,
about?
Shannon, what part of that he don't understand? I'm not racing my truck.
You don't
want to
race you
with
that truck, Pan. So do you want to race with the Red
it.
Nova?
I don't,
do you want to race the Red
I'm
Nova?
Wrong.
That's the bottom line.
I don't own the Cutlass. I got a Mustang. I don't own the Cutlass.
Okay, well, you, I don't want no trouble with it. I got somebody to race you with a Mustang. We'll get a Mustang and race your head up. Lock your ass in. Hello.
Hey, Shorty. Hey, Shorty.
Yes.
Shorty. My car ain't ready. So my car not ready, so that's why you don't hear
me. Oh, man, well, what the fuck is you on the phone for, boy? Shit ain't even ready, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Get your motherfucking peasant ass, farm ass. Get your farm ass off the mic.
Hey, Shannon.
The fuck did you want to wait for? Man, you got me doing all this talking, wasting my motherfucking
breath. And you ain't even ready.
Man,
I can't believe you did that.
This shit cost 10,000, all this shit I was talking.
Hey, Shane.
Yeah, Pat.
What street? Shane. Hey,
yeah.
Did you hear me say something about lock-in with my car? Did you hear me say anything about my car?
You said
Shane,
a
Mustang. But he talking about racing. He said,
right.
I said, I have a Mustang, but it's not ready.
Hold on. Hey, Sam, would you please correct him? He said we got the same kind of cars y'all got. GTRs,
right.
Everything.
That's
what the fuck your big ass said, boy. Get your ass out. That's all I said. We want to race right now.
We trying to accommodate whichever class y'all got for a street car. We trying to accommodate it. That's why.
Yeah,
I said,
I'm coming up there, too. I'm tired of talking. I'm going to stop these niggas from acting like y'all did when nigga won't come up there.
Hey,
I'm going to come up there and race your ass on the street, boy.
You got to stop the N-word. Don't do the N-word.
Oh, okay.
So, do y'all have anything y'all want to race? That's all we want to know.
Yeah. Yes, we
What's
do.
That?
Hold on.
What is it?
Hold on.
What is it?
Hold on for a minute. Hold on, Shane. Hold on. Give me 2 minutes.
Oh,
you got to
call somebody.
Okay,
I ain't
got to
call nobody.
Okay. We got a few minutes left, and I just want to thank everybody for that called in, that has something to say. I want to thank Clocks Off and Lil Tony and Bruce Leroy for letting me have this show. I want to announce already, Clocks Off, myself, Big Sham, is having a race June the 7th, 2014. It's, the name of the race is the South Side versus the West Side. Who gonna win?
Like that.
Skin. Who gonna win, Skin?
South side.
Oh, absolutely. I believe that. But you know, we had a whole bunch of West Side people that they you know begged to differ. But you know, Chicago will go be against everybody because Long Island Joe say he bringing a whole crew of people from New York up here. So it should
right,
be real.
This is all I was saying. The South Side is so damn long. You see what I'm saying? The South Side is so damn long. It go way to 200 and some street.
The West Side gonna get there. All that old Maywood and Madison shit, they don't get fucked up. They better bring Leroy. Leroy better be their savior. That's all I can say.
Oh my goodness, we got too many killers on the South Side.
Hey man, it's too many killers on the South Side, man. Who they got on the West Side? DD. Man, who the fuck is him?
Hey, let me open this mic up. 773-9385. Your mic is open.
Come on with it.
That's the problem.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to your whole show, man. I just wanted to be a man of my word. This Smooth.
Smooth, what up, brother?
I just wanted to be a man of my word and tell you how. Support you and tune in. I done heard the livest comedy show in the whole world right now tonight. I guarantee if you're dead in jail, you can't hear this show, baby. You cannot hear this show I heard tonight.
This is Smooth. Give me your definition, Smooth, while you're on the line.
Well, I still go back to what everybody around here used to do, pull up with full interior, exhaust by the rim or behind the tire, flat hood, a little cow hood, all the factory seats, door panels, stock tanks. You know, if you pull up with a Chevy with crush velvet seats and all the door panels and all that, and you got a fuel cell, but hey, if the person that you're trying to run like it, it's fine. It's a street car. Gone.
That's right.
You know. One person don't like it, another person might love it. They feel they can get away. You got your job. You know, it's all good. So,
well, that sounds like a plan.
I like that.
Shut up.
But I'm just talking about one thing, Sam. I ain't got nothing against the Detroit guys, but they front, man. They need Lil Tony, man. Where Lil Tony at? Shit.
Oh, look, he's not on the line no more.
Yeah, they
was ju-jugging the whole time when I was trying to have, you know, a decent conversation, but I had to turn y'all loose and just, man, nah.
But you see,
just, you know, stuck his foot in his mouth.
You see, You see, you turned this pit bull loose. I locked on the ass. They still strangling. They trying to get away right now. I'm locking on the ass.
Well, not just you, but yeah, Eric started that all off. He silenced the crowd.
Yeah, Eric kicked it right
off. Whatever y'all want to do, we got to come
right
back
now. Yes, I like that.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
Yes, sir.
I'm going right with it.
Yeah.
Big Sam.
Yes, sir.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good.
Sean
Who's
Webb, man? This is Sean.
Sean Webb. What's up, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, what's going
on? Hey, Shani.
What up, that skin, man? Boy, let me tell you something, man. Look, you is a goddamn fool. In 10 times, man. I swear, for low. I'm sitting over here dying laughing listening to you. I got my kids in here listening to your crazy ass.
Yeah, don't be letting them kids listen to me. Don't do that. Hey, John, I'm 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL, man. They lying.
Know,
if they mad,
I hope they don't be mad
and hit me in the mouth because I don't want to take no mouth shots. I just don't want to take none. You know, but they wrong, man. They lying in front, man. Lock that money up and let's do it then.
You can't be mad at a man that speaks his mind and speaking the truth. You know what I'm saying? You can't be mad about that. My thing about
this. Yeah, but I'm not. Go ahead.
With the streetcar thing like that, there's different variations of a streetcar. You know. To me,
yeah,
a streetcar is a car that comes on a DOT-approved tire. You know what I'm saying? If you can't race on no DOT-approved tire, then it's not a streetcar. You know what I mean? There's variations of it, and that's the whole thing in a nutshell. Cosmic
I like that.
Hey, Sean, did you hear my announcement about the race in June?
We Westside taking over Mountain. What's Skin talking about, man? We go.
Hey, Skin. Hey, Big Sham.
Before
I jump out of here, I got one thing for Skin. Hey, Skin. Westside, we got three new cars coming out. Lottie Dottie, motherfuck everybody. You heard what I said.
I'm talking about June.
Yeah.
What guy's slow as hell?
Okay, you can get some action. Whoever that was, we can start.
Yeah, who is that talking? You got to name who you are. Who is that talking?
This June.
Huh?
We can start lining shit up right now.
We sure can.
I will be the DC man.
Got a little tire car, and we got a big tire car. Also, we'll bring it. Yeah. And like I said, Lottie Dottie, motherfucker, everybody.
Do you got anything on the line?
Nope. And Todd
is talking. Nitrous only. No motor cars. Nitrous only.
Okay. Well, we ain't got nothing to talk about then.
Okay, then. But Skin. Lottie Dottie.
Yeah.
Lottie Dottie, motherfucker.
Who is that? That's Junior.
Who is that?
What Junior?
Junior, now you say what to me, sir?
You were saying about the South Side and the West Side. West Side got three cars coming out. And like I said, Lottie Dottie, motherfucker, everybody. Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. But hey, guess what? Guess what? And you know I don't care if they listen.
Yeah.
You better not be talking about Puerto Rican Pete. He's going to get his ass knocked out the first round.
No, sir. Hey, Skin. You know I don't talk about nobody. I don't talk about nobody, partner.
No, you're a lie. You do
talk
about people.
West Side got three cars coming out. We got little tire cars and we got big tire cars.
Man, you lying. You ain't even from the West Side, man. You ain't even from the West Side. You perpetrating right now. You ain't from the West Side, motherfucker.
Man, hey, you can't get no Wester than Humble Park, motherfucker. Yeah, that's where I'm from, Humble Park. Raised
so
in bed, baby.
No, Junior, no.
Now they coming out with three cars.
Now, you got to say K-Town.
Them new cars going to get their ass beat.
I mean, that's a Skin. You ever known me to duck a race?
Yeah, you got to duck on certain instances. You duck.
Yes, you did.
Never. Not on my behalf.
Oh, it's on somebody else's behalf. That's the stance.
On my behalf, I ain't never go.
Can I ask you a question there, Junior? Who got the kids in the background? Who got the kids in the background? They got the ladies, the kids, everything.
I got off. I'm getting ready to go. It's been nice chatting with y'all.
Hold on, Junior. I
got
a question for you, man. I
got
a question for you, though, Junior. Junior, I got a question for you. Hey, Junior. So you mean to tell me when you first come home, you wasn't rolling with Puerto Rican Pete?
That's my man right there. That's my man.
Listen,
that's my partner.
I just asked a question. I said, was you rolling with
him? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's
you
my man.
You ain't trying
right
to
there
make him race nobody, man. You got up there.
911
right out.
Is not available.
I mean, I'm going
to
tell you this.
Please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more.
It's like you go race who you want to race. Is that correct?
Oh, okay. You right. You
okay,
right
then. Okay.
You right.
Todd, are you still on the line?
If you're satisfied
Hello?
With the message, press
Todd?
1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record,
Shannon. You got action. Whenever you come here for my race, you got action.
You
I can't believe
nobody.
You, man. I don't know what the hell
is
going
on. Somebody call and somebody record.
As soon as you
get
to Chicago for my race.
You want to lock it in now?
We don't have to lock in. I'm saying it on national radio.
Yes, we do.
No,
no,
we don't.
No.
You coming,
no,
so
yes,
you got
do
action. I'm telling you got action.
No. I'm not. I want to lock in. I'm not doing none of that.
It's going to be plenty of people for you to lock in.
But that's all I'm trying to do. I want to lock in. I want to talk about it.
But don't worry. When time come close.
Hold on. But y'all get to lock me in. Get them Detroit people over here talking about what they going to do with them streets.
Danny, they didn't got quiet as a church mouse. They did.
Y'all can take care of home business later on. Get them first, because you know
they
Pine and
they
need to open up their big mouth.
Hey, Danny.
Man, Pine ain't going to do nothing. You got to out on his ass.
Scared of Eric then quiet then shut their mouth up. So I
we
guess
don't
we
with
Danny. We just going to have to wait till next week to hear from him.
Hey, Danny. Danny.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Don't nobody move. Don't nobody get hurt me. They know what time it is in the deep. what's that saying your man type man got? Lay on your stomach, man.
Yeah.
Y'all to open up a whirlwind.
Put two pillows underneath your stomach for the boss too.
Scared to say, man. We about to shut down. I appreciate y'all, man. Next Thursday, 7 o'clock, spread the word.
Yeah.
And all you
yeah,
Detroit
y'all,
people,
y'all,
man, I feel bad for y'all, but,
y'all
you know, it is what it is.
Y'all motherfuckers in Chicago lay on y'all stomach.
Well, keep I can't tell. Oh, now you're not. The show about to cut off now, and Pat's going to say, get out.
He want to talk when the show cut off.
All right, y'all.
Hey, Brandon, can I get a lock in?
See y'all later.
Chicago.